Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
646, 14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Crescent City Connection, closed, UAP Long, open in one way. I gave the address backward. It's actually 511LA.org. If you want to see what highways are open and closed, 511LA.org, because we can't give the traffic every 2 minutes just when you turn on the radio. We're trying to give you as much information as we possibly can, but you try to please some, and you end by pleasing none. Mike Strain joins us now, director of the... moving fast here, Mike. I'm sorry. Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I'm doing well. It's warmed up to 22 degrees, so we're headed in the right direction. And looks like the snow is melting on the rural highways. Of course, today, any wet areas will be slick and black ice. We had a lot of evaporation yesterday, so that was good. But what you find on the rural roads, you have some really, okay road, and then you'll hit black ice. So we're urging everyone, unless you have to drive, don't. And, of course, be very, very, very careful and slow it down.
Mike,
slow it down.
Because, people respect you, and I wanted you to address that because I got a text from somebody, and this is one of the people that causes the problems for everybody else. If you can't maintain the speed limit and your car is unsafe to drive, then get off the road and out of the way of those better equipped for commerce in this weather. That is one of the more idiotic things I have ever heard
down.
In my life.
Slow down.
Go ahead, talk about that, please.
So slow down, because what happens is that, getting up to speed, definitely you need to go slow, and on these rural roads, if it's marked 45, you better be doing, 20 or 22. Because you'll hit that black ice, and you could be on the straight of way where the road was covered by shade from trees. In other words, the direct sun never got on that road. And what you'll have, you may have 50 yards of absolute, black ice, and you can see the car ahead of you hitting it and starting to swerve. And swerving not only off the road, but also into the other lane. And we're talking about on the road, not counting, the small bridges. So please be careful, because we're not salting all these rural roads. And I know DOTD is out there and they're using every type of equipment they can to clear the snow. But drive, be safe and careful. There's a lot of crashes going on, and we want to avoid that at all possible. Wherever you're going, just take a little extra time to get there.
Tell me about and again, you're a farmer, these things, safety and driving conditions and giving yourself more stopping time and everything once we do start to get things open so we don't take a step back.
Absolutely. And especially, if you got heavy trucks or you got trucks with heavy loads in them, always have extra time. As you say, you should always, on normal conditions, be 3 heartbeats behind, a vehicle. But now you need to be 5 or 8 or 10. And because stopping is a huge issue. What you don't want to do when you hit black ice is hit your brakes, because now you've lost all control whatsoever. As I'm traveling, an all-wheel drive and nice and slow to get where I have to go. But again, just be careful. And now too, whenever you're dealing with farm equipment out there, in the cold, just whatever you have to do, just give yourself some extra time. And then when you're out in the cold, if you get real tired real quick, and you can get, you can have a degree of exhaustion and not know it because of the cold, and people overdo it. So if you're not used to shoveling snow and you get out there, don't give yourself a heart attack. Just pace yourself and take care.
Yeah, I'm just trying to use some common sense. That's all, because you're not a weak guy. Newell Norman's not a weak guy. All you're doing is asking people to do sensible things to keep from hurting themselves. And sometimes, like General Honoré said, you just get stuck on stupid. Let's talk about the effect of the snow on crawfish, crops, et cetera, in a cold weather, Mike.
So we'll start off in the south, and I've talked to my good friend, former Senator Brett Allon, a cane farmer. How's the cane doing there? And he said, it's doing pretty good. And also look further into Bunkie, it's a sugar cane, Jim Harper's sugarcane. We're very fortunate we got a blanket of snow. The snow comes down and acts as an insulator, because if you have days, especially if you get down to 11 degrees, 17 degrees, 20 degrees, and if you have clear ground, no cover, you could actually lose the roots. So I think we're going to be okay. Everything above the ground with this freeze is dead, and they'll probably go in and cut it, bush hog it, any of the stubble that is above the grain that was going into ground going into next year. So I think we're in good shape on our sugarcane. On our crawfish, they're just going to take a little pause. They're going to be okay. What the cold weather will do is break down the rice stubble that is left a little bit faster, and so you may have a shorter season, but we're going to have some really nice crawfish. They'll start fishing well as soon as it warms up. They've lost probably about 7 to 10 days of growth. However, they will catch that up. So crawfish are going to be fine. Most of the other crops are not in the ground, so that is a good thing. Now, for the cattle, a lot of the ryegrass, you know, everything above the ground, that's been lost. So they're going to have to feed more hay between now and really probably the 15th of March. So it's going to be additional cost there. Our strawberry farmers, we'll see when we pull back the covers. You know, the strawberries are covered. Then there's snow on top of that. And we're hoping that, again, since we didn't have just blanket cold weather without snow, that we'll have a minimal loss there, a minimal setback. So overall, I think we're in pretty good shape. And, you know, the timing of the storm, it would have been much worse had it been later, you know, in the year when we are trying to get crops, or we have crops in the ground just breaking through the ground, or early in the year when we had not harvested the sugarcane. Because you have this, if you haven't harvested the sugarcane and then it freezes, and then you only have a short window, maybe 10 days to get all the cane cut in the mill, which can be impossible. If not, it breaks down, starts to ferment. So I think overall we're in pretty good condition.
Let me take a quick break, Mike, for traffic. Then we'll come back, talk about some safety stuff as the snow melts and temperatures and ice and pipes and everything else. Mike Strain, respected veterinarian. We'll talk about the pets, too. The Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, our good friend, 653, 7 till 7, traffic now, WWL. I 656, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, in case you lost track of it. That's when we usually talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Extraordinary times, Mike Strain. What do people need to remember about their pets and also about pipes and fireplace safety and everything else?
Well, and if you look, we're still going to be getting down into the 20s Saturday morning. I mean, so mm-hmm. This isn't over yet, you know, and again, you get down into the teens and the 20s. So your fireplaces, keep an eye on them and keep a constant check and be careful. And if you have your screens, you're using your screens, and don't have that big blazing fire going and go to bed, you know, because again, what you don't want is something to pop or a fire log roll out of there and again, set the house on fire. With all of your space heaters, check them because they've been running now for days. Check the power cords. Check the extension cords, and if they're starting to get, if you feel that extension cord getting hot, again, unplug it, let it cool off, and look where you have those space heaters so you're not energizing something such as a sofa, a wall, paper, wood, or something ahead of that causing fires. There'll be a number of fires from space heaters. If you're dealing with kerosene-type space heaters or diesel space heaters, be very careful. Turn them off, cool them off before you refuel them. If you have a generator, for some reason using a generator to power something in a remote building, remember, cool it off before you add fuel. And for your pets, check on them. Make sure the water bowls aren't frozen over, especially if you have, like we do, you know, our poultry out there. Their water systems are freezing over. We have to give them, you know, fresh water each day to make sure, so, because they can't go without water. Same way with all of your livestock. And the other thing is that, you know, it may look okay, but early in the morning, you've got black ice everywhere. So slips and falls, you know, be very, very careful with that. Anything you handle, be careful with that. And also in some areas, you know, just if you're not sure about the electricity on a remote building, if you don't have to have it on, you may consider throwing a breaker. If it's been cold this long, snow this long, if it's been leaking this long, but it's a tin building, sometimes you can get a little electrical short somewhere into that metal.
And Mike, real quick, only 20 seconds left about frostbite for people that are out playing in the snow because they still got a lot of snow around.
Yes, and in the 20s. So remember, stay warm, wear gloves, and if you if your fingers and toes start getting cold, come inside and warm up. But don't overdo it because you can really people have heart attacks in this type of weather because they don't feel it. But they're overdoing it, so please be careful.
Thank you, Mike. A pleasure as always. Stay warm. We'll talk to you next week. When we come back, we'll talk to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. We continue to recover after this once-in-a-lifetime event. More snowfall and cold than we've had in 130 years. Text me at 504-260-1870. Let me know what kind of challenges you're having. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.